from the free state of Queensland, Dr. Dom. Hello.
Hello, hello. How are you both?
Well, great. A bit more excited because things are going to loosen up for us in regional Vic as of midnight tonight.
Oh, I've heard. That's really, really exciting. So what does that mean? You can go out and about a little bit more, I assume?
Yeah, dining outside, we can stop and have a coffee or something to eat at a cafe or a restaurant. The situation is the bubble, you're allowed to have one other household visit your household. Rox has actually put that on the radio. She's on the lookout for a bubble partner.
Yeah.
That is actually very exciting news for you guys. Mm. Really great to hear that.
Slightly dangerous since she's put it out on the radio, but anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I did qualify it by saying I actually need it to be somebody I know, but, you know.
Yeah.
Then again, maybe not. Maybe it'd be more fun.
Maybe not.
Well, speaking of bubbles, how's the bubble in Queensland? Did the boys get their soft serve and chocky pudding after the game on Friday?
Well, I tried to block it off. The black cloth was over the machine, but they found their way in there. So I think they drowned their sorrows a little bit in some soft serve.
Yeah, I bet.
wasn't the best game, was it? But that's okay. They did still get it. That's for sure. They enjoyed that, and then we back on it for this weekend.
It wasn't a great game to watch, we've got to say. But anyway, we'll just have to put that one behind us and move on because we're getting to the pointy end of the season. Now, of course, more families are up there. Good news that apparently Gaz is running around. He's about right to get out of the quarantine up there now, I hear.
I think he's out, isn't he?
Yeah, he's out. So he trained with us yesterday for the first time.
Wow.
They just got out yesterday morning. Which is really exciting, and he's looking great and just such a positive attitude that I think everyone needed, just this influx of positivity, which is awesome. So, it's really exciting this weekend to see him back playing.
Yeah,
I don't think they had soft serve in quarantine. I think that was the reason he wanted to get out.
So. I think... And that's anyway, it's looking so good. Yeah.
Now, this weekend, this is the last home and away round, isn't it, this weekend? I've lost a bit of track.
It is. Yeah.
And then it's finals.
And then it's finals. So we have a couple of weeks. There's a bye, so there's a couple of weeks in there. So that will be interesting with just thinking about how we keep things just fresh. And
yes,
because
exactly.
Because when you have the short turnaround, it makes the weeks go rather quickly. But when not, it sort of hits you that you're in a hub.
Not a lot going on.
Not a lot going on. So, we'll think of some things to do. Might do some outdoor movie nights and think of some different dinner themes we can do. Keep it interesting.
What's the dinner theme this week?
Actually, tonight, Rox, we've just got approval from AFL to use a separate dining space that's at the hotel we're staying at. So we're using this place called the Cabana Bar, and you feel like you're somewhere on vacation. It's really cool. And we're having Asian street food theme tonight, which is exciting.
So
that will freshen things up for them a little bit. And then that's it. Then it's get back to business in the lead up for the game on the weekend. This is their last little hurrah.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, enjoy your Asian street for the food, boys.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's great to know that you couldn't keep them away from the soft serve machine. Warms my heart, quite frankly.
It doesn't help when we have a bunch of kids in there that, you know, really sweetly ask the waiters if they could have soft serve. So they turn it back on.
Yeah.
And then the players get it.
Yeah,
exactly.
So that's it.
So
I've
Dom,
doing a skin folds this week. And
let me tell you how that works. See, the dads say to the kids, "Listen, go and ask Dom for the soft serve," and that's the way it works.
Totally.
Manipulation.
I was actually on that. Yeah. I assume that was the case.
Yeah, exactly. And you're all over it. Do those skin folds, and if they don't meet muster, we all know what's going to happen.
Oh, look at you pointing your fingers. Skin folds.
Hey, I'd be the first one for that chocky pudding. Don't you worry about that.
Wouldn't be the first one in life for skin folds either, would you?
No, I would not. Hey, Dom, it's been great chatting to you. We will check in to the hub again next week and stay sane. I mean, safe or whatever. And both.
Both. You guys too. And enjoy some outdoor dining. And Rocks, I'll have to hear next week who your bubble partner is.
Yeah, hopefully I'll have one.
We're allowed to go outside dining, but it's going to rain for the next 5 days here in Geelong. So anyway, enjoy Queensland. Dr. Dom, she's on the go. She's up in Bris Vegas with the Cats. We'll talk to her again next week. It is the catch-up here at Bay 93.9.